The Trump administration's move to remove tens of thousands of federal workers has had an impact here in Western North Carolina. Some public lands workers, like Forest Service and Park Service staff, say the loss could have serious consequences for not only their livelihoods, but the future of the region's forests and mountains. BPR's Lily Knepp has more.
Jennifer Bunty is one of at least 17 U.S. Forest Service employees in the North Carolina National Forest who were reportedly removed from their jobs as part of President Donald Trump's administration's wide-ranging cuts to the federal workforce. Bunty posted to Facebook that she had been terminated, effective immediately. The post went viral.
Started really getting traction, and I was sitting on the couch, and I kind of looked at my husband, and I was like, I think something's happening.
By Friday, the post had been shared 10,000 times. Bunty, who worked as a Forest Service Ranger and public affairs specialist, said the interest boosted her spirit in a rough time.
I've been so touched by the outpouring of support, and especially from people I've worked with in the past and people from the region, from Western North Carolina, saying, you know, we saw what you did and we're so grateful. That means the world to me and to my other colleagues who have been fired and the ones who are still there and still working really hard on these things.
Bunty says losing this job right after getting through Hurricane Helene in the Pisgah National Forest has been hard to comprehend.
I think that's what's been so shocking about this whole thing, is because I'm like, we're still recovering. Like, how could you get rid of the people working on recovery?
Bunty's work was part of a network of Forest Service staff who worked to maintain more than 1 million acres of national forest in Western North Carolina. The USDA would not confirm the total of Forest Service employees that were terminated, but the union told BPR they expect more than 3,400 jobs to be at risk. Bunty says she hasn't lost hope.
I keep hoping that we'll be reinstated, that someone will realize this is necessary work. Because, yeah, I did picture being in the Forest Service till I retired as long as possible. I loved the work I did. Even with everything that's happened in the past few days, it was so hard and so fun.
The Forest Service isn't the only affected agency in Western North Carolina. The U.S. Department of Interior's Over the Park Service controls more than 250,000 acres in national parks in the region, as well as the 469 miles of the Blue Ridge Parkway. The Associated Press reports that about 1,000 Park Service employees were fired across the country during this flurry of terminations. Sarah Rivera, a museum tech at the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, got the now infamous Valentine's Day email saying her position had been terminated.
This is my dream job. I never expected that I could have the opportunity to work in the park collections.
Rivera started working at the park last summer and was part of a team that managed the park's natural history collection and was working on a 20-year backlog of specimens that needed to be cataloged and added to a new database.
We have record-sized hellbenders in our collection, which they are the largest hellbenders that have been collected, and they do not get to that size anymore because of pollution and habitat destruction and all this problem. So if we didn't have our collection, these sorts of things would be lost. And as we lose more species, the collection becomes even more valuable.
Rivera is currently a master's biology student at Western Carolina University. Now, she isn't sure if a federal job is an option for the future.
Things feel dire right now. We don't know what's coming next, and it's scary, but everything's going to be okay. Even if it's not okay for a little bit or a lot of it, we're going to get out of this somehow, and we'll find a new normal. I wish that this was not happening, but the federal workers aren't alone. I've seen so much community rising up out of this.
The total number of federal employees who have been terminated, laid off, or have resigned is not known at this time. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.